Somebody sees a place where Nisim happened to be in Israel, like Kriyas Yamsuf, etc. You make the bracha of Baruch Shah Asa Nisim Lavasin of Makam Zev. Makam Shnakram Menu Akam. If you see a place where Avodah Zarah was there and they took it away. On Baruch Shah Akar Akam Yartzenu, that uprooted the Akam from our land. Al Zikim Al Zoz Al Ramim Val Ruchos Al Brakim. So this is a basic translation, but we're going to challenge this in the Gemara. And different types of Zikin, right, maybe that might be referring to like lightning. Zuls are earthquakes, Ramim thunder, Ruchos is winds, Brakim is another type of lightning. Omer Brosha Kochu Brasim Aleolam, Alaharnav Golz, Yam Val Naharos Al Mimbaros, mountains, hills, seas, rivers, and deserts. You say Baruch Osa Maisabrachis. Rabbi Omer Roas a Yamagadol, if you see the Mediterranean Sea, Baruch Osas Yamagadol. You have a specific Bracha just for that, unlike the oceans. Bizman Shoray Lefrakim, but it's only if you see it once in a while. Alakshan Val Besoros Tovas, if you see rain or good news, Omer Baruch Tov Vametiv. Abbasoros Tovas, on bad news, you say Omer Baruch Dayan Ames. But if you build a new house or you buy new clothing, you say Baruch Shachinam Kemen Miyagin Olan Asman Azeh. And Baruch Lora Min Al Tov Al Tov Min Al Ro. You make a bracha on bad things similar to good things, and good things similar to bad things. We'll talk about in the Gemara what it means. It's like something that's going to be bad or going to be good at the end. Vatzoy Lishavar. If you cry about things that already happened, raise a tefillah shav. That's a false tefillah. Haisal Yishda Moberes. Let's say his wife was pregnant. But me here it's on Shteli Dishizachar. I hope my wife, may it be God's will that my wife gives birth to a baby boy. Raise a tefillah shav. That's a false bracha, a false tefillah. Haibaba Darvish Hamakol Tzvachav Eir. You walk in the road, you hear a scream in the city, when we hear it's on Shulot Tebu, so basically, I hope it's not in my house. Raise your shav. And it's the Krav Mispalish time. Somebody walks into the city, he davens two things. So one when he walks in, one when he walks out. Then as Omer Arba, there's four. So two when you walk in, two when you walk out. Nesno Dol Shavar. You give thanks on what happened in the past. It's all awesome. You cry about the future. A person should make a bracha on bad things, just like he makes a bracha on the good things. With both of your yitzarim, be it tov yitzahara. With all your soul, if you learn to tzoshnashko, even if he takes away your soul, with every mida that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, that's how you should thank him. Person should not lighten his head toward the eastern gate, because that's toward the Kodesh Kedoshim. And therefore, you should not act light-headed toward that area. A person should not enter Harabayas with his staff, or with his shoes, and with his belt, and with the dust on his feet. You also can't make it into a shortcut, or kikam al kavachomer, and also you can't spit there from a kavachomer. Whenever they would end the brachos in the basement, instead of saying amen, they said ada oilam, when the tzedukim started ruining it, that's because there's only one world, there's no olam haba. They would say both. They used to say that you can ask, you could say hello to somebody using Hashem's name. Boaz came from Pesachim and he said to the reapers, Hashem, may God be with you. Hashem should bless you. But Omer Hashem Yichol Giborachai, and so too by Gidon, the Malach said to Gidon, Hashem Yichol Giborachai, Omer Al Tavuz Kizikne Imcha, don't make fun of other things because your mother is old, etc. So meaning, if there's a minig out there, you should keep doing it. When there's a time to do something for our Kaddish Baruch Hu, sometimes you have to ruin the Torah, as we'll talk about. You can ruin the Torah if it's an Eitz Lassos, if it's a special time for our Kaddish Baruch Hu, says the Gemara. Minani Mila, where do we know all this from? Amrei Bechonim Merkral. Here's the pasuk that's being read. So Baruch Hashem Shaitilos, etc. Yisro said, Baruch Hashem, He saved you from all those places. We see that you should make a bracha on things on Nisim that happen. On Nisim of Rabbim Varchinon, we make a Nes. On Nes of Rabbim, we make a bracha. On Nisim of Yachid Lom Varchinon, do we not make a bracha on a Nes that happened to a Yachid? Vahu Gavr, the Havakazo by Eber Yamina. There was a guy that was going by Eber Yamina in a certain area. A lion came upon him. He saw a nace happen. He was saved from the lion. Also, coming to Rabbi came in front of Rome, like, oh, Mr. Matthias Lach, that's awesome. Every time you'll come to that place, Baruch Baruch Shalzal Nace Makom Azet, you should make the bracha. Baruch Shalzal Nace Makom Azet. So we see that an individual does have to make a bracha. Omarbe Ravina Havaka also bepicks at Aravos. So to Marbe Ravina was walking in the valley of Aravos, Saklamai, he was thirsty. He saw a nace happen. He really ate into my bishi, and he got a spring of water and he drank from it. Susim Nechalda Havaka also barista in the Mahuza. There was another time where he was walking in the streets of Mahuza. Navala Gamla Paritza. This crazy camel came upon him. He sparked a yeshisa olagava. A wall fell, and he was able to go inside and get away from the camel. He came out to all the ravos. When he came to the ravos, he said, Baruch Shalom Nes Baravos Ubegamal. Came out to the Ristik and the Mahuz. When he came to Ristik and the Mahuz, he made the bracha, Baruch Shalom Nes Begamal Ubaravos. So you have to make the bracha for both. So we see that individuals, you still make a bracha. Three different cases. Yeah, but if it's a Nes of the Rabbin, then everybody's chayv to make a bracha, even if they weren't there. And Nisid Yachid, Iu chayv l'vruchi. If it's a Nes of an individual, then he himself is chayv to make the bracha, period. And that's that. Tan Rabban. If you see the place where they crossed over the Yamsuf, Mavros Yarden, as well as the place where they crossed over the Jordan River, Mavros Nachle Arnon, the crossing where they had Nachle Arnon, which we'll talk about, Avne Al Gavish, the stones that came down to defeat their enemies in Eretz Yisrael, Bamor Bischaron, which is in the valley of Beis Choron. Evan Shabigish wrote Og Melech Bashan Yisrael, and the stone that Og Melech Bashan wanted to throw on Bnei Yisrael. The Evan Shiyashav Alav Moshe B'Shasha Asa Yoshua Melcham B'Malik, the stone Moshe Avinu sat on when Yoshua made war with Amalek. The Ishah Shalot, the wife of Lot, the Chomas Yericho Shniflo B'Mkoma, as well as the walls of Yericho that were swallowed from the place. Alkum Sar Shiyitin Odav Shav Lefnei Amakom, and all those things we have to give thanks and praise in front of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we say, hold on. Bishlam Avraz Yam Tichsi Be'Avu Bnei Yisrael V'Zochayim Be'Abasha. The crossing of the sea, as it says, Bnei Yisrael came inside the sea on dry land. So that's for sure a miracle. Avraz Yarding the crossing of the Jordan Tichsi Be'Yam Tuach. The Kohanim stood, those who were carrying the Aron of Hashem, on dry land inside the Jordan River, prepared to go. And all Bnei Yisrael, they crossed by, they passed by on the dry land until everybody had finished crossing over the Jordan River. What about crossing the Nachal Arnon? Where do we know that? Okay, so we get it from a pasuk in Bamidbar and Parshas Chukas. It says, therefore, they say in the Sefer of Mechamas Hashem, Es Vahiv Bisufa. Tana Es Vahiv Bisufa. Shnei Mitzorayin. There were two mitzoros. They were walking in the end of Machne Yisrael, right all the way to the end of Machne Yisrael. So when the Jews were passing by, right, the Amoraim came, the people from Amori, those Amori people came, then Dalon of Eis, Avilun Kirusa, they made holes in the mountains, Tashabahon, they hid in them. Amri Kichav Yisrael, Halkan Echtalinun. When Bnei Yisrael comes by, we're going to kill them. Vulavi Yadni, the Aron Havamaski Kamayadi. So they didn't know the Aron walked in front of, or was there in front of Bnei Yisrael, and lowered or destroyed the mountains from in front of them. Came it as Aron, when the Aron came, the mountains, the both mountaintops stuck together, and they killed all of the Amori, and their blood went into Nachal Arnon and made the Nachal Arnon, the river Arnon, this wadi filled with blood. When Es and Vahev, those are their names, they saw the blood that was coming off of the mountains. Also, they told Bnei Yisrael, those are the two Mitzorayim, they sang Shira for it. Or, and that area, the river of the wadis that they had turned to when they were sitting by Or, Benish Unlikbo Moav, it leaned toward this area of Moav. Okay, so that was the other miracle, that those people were killed and they didn't kill Bnei Yisrael. Avnei Agavish, my Avnei Agavish, what are these stones? Tana Avnei Shom Dogavish, Biyad Dogavish. They stood up because of a man and they went down because of a man. Amdogavish is a Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu stood up the bird in the sky. Ish Moshe, he was a man, Moshe Rabbeinu, very humble. In the middle of Makas Barad, when he davened, all the lightning and the thunder and the rain, it all stopped and didn't come down to the ground. So it stopped, the barad stopped in the middle of the sky, Yodu Agavish, and then it came down again. Say, Yoshua, Dixiv, Kadachas, Yoshua, Benun, Ish, Asher Rachbo. Take for yourself Yoshua, Benun, who was a man. Asher Rachbo is a Ruach HaKodesh, when they knew something in Israel, when they were running away, the people that had fought against Bnei Israel, the armies, they were by the valley of Beis Choron, Hashem, Hishachalim, Avanu Gedolos, and Hashem put upon them these huge stones. So the barad came down upon them and destroyed them. So that's again another place where you'd make the bracha. What about the stone that Og Melech Bashan wanted to throw on Bnei Yisrael? It's a tradition. Amar, Machnes Okamahavi. How big is Machnes Okamahavi? It's three parses large. I'm going to uproot a mountain which is three parses wide. And I'm going to throw it upon them and kill them. Now it's impossible to obviously lift up a mountain that's three parses wide. The Marsha says, referring to the Schus Avos that Og also had because he worked for Avram Avinu, I'm going to take that Schus and I'm going to try to throw it upon him. He picked up a mountain that was three parses large or a large stone. He put it on his head. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought these types of termites inside the stone itself. And Akfu, they made holes in him. And Achaz B'Tzavari fell down onto his neck. He tried to take the mountain off. And his teeth pulled out and went to each side to not allow him. If he ended up taking the mountain off, he would break his teeth. And also, he wasn't able to take it up. That's what it means. You broke the teeth of the Rishon. What does it mean? Don't read it as Shabbat. Read it as you grew. They grew out of that mountain. How tall was Moshe? Esther Amos was 10 amos tall, meaning he was a perfect person with all 10 milas. Shalkon Agar Esther Amos, he took an axe that was 10 amos tall, Shavur Esther Amos, and he jumped 10 amos. Machab Rekazuli hit him in the ankle, Bekatlin was able to kill him. So if you see that area, then you're allowed to make the bracha. You should make this bracha. Ben Shashov La Moshe, Dixiv Yidei Moshe Kvedim, his hands were very heavy. Vichu Eben Asim Atachtov, they took a stone, they put it underneath him, Yeshav Allah, and he sat on it, and they won the war against them. Allah Bisho Shalot, Shavat Tavit Yishma Achorov, his wife turned from behind him, Vavati Nitzim Melon, she became a pillar of Saul. Vachom is Rechosh Nivla, the walls of Rechosh that got swallowed up, Zivati Vachom Tach. The wall fell beneath itself. So if you see those walls, which still exist even today, you would make the Ralbish and Lakulunis, all those things are miracles. Wait a second, the wife of Lot, that's a Peronis, she was punished. Why in the world are you making the bracha over here? Damar bracha emes, you should say Dina emes, and that's the bracha you should make over there. For all the others, you make the bracha of Sha'asul in Israel Nes, but Makamazeh, here you make a Dina emes. But aren't we talking about thanks and praises? Tani Alova, Elishdom of Orchenstein. But where Lot and his wife were, you make two brachos. Elishdom of Orchenstein, by the wife, you said bracha emes. Alot, Ombrok Zorchus, Zedekin, Barok Zorchus, tzaddikim, but you don't say the words of Baruch also lanu nes b'makom hazeh. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, filu b'shachas kasher shal Kadosh Baruch Hu zoach tzaddikim. Even when Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry, he remembers tzaddikim shem b'shachas elokim es arei kikar. When Kadosh Baruch Hu is destroying the cities of the plains, those five cities, v'yitzkod elokim z'Avram, Avram Avinu was remembered. V'yishlach Lot mi'etoch afeicha, and he sent Lot out from the afeicha. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered. Two dots. Chomaz Yericho shenivla. We have the walls of Yericho that got swallowed up. Chomaz Yericho nivla v'anafla. Wait a second. They were swallowed up in the ground. The walls of Yericho, didn't they fall? Shnamar v'yikishma amizakol shofar. When the people heard the noise of the shofar, Yerio amshu gedol screamed out, "Avitu b'lochom etachtel," and the wall fell beneath it. So we say, "Kevin to putiv ruma ki adadinu." Since the width and the height of the wall was equal, it was a huge length of width and height wall. Therefore, in order for it to fall, it couldn't fall anywhere. It had to be swallowed up in the ground. So that's what it means. That Adam Rav Yonah Rav Arbitzik and Lahoda. So Rav Yonah Rav says there are four people that need to thank based on the pasuk in Tehillim, the Tehillim Kuv Zayin. Yordei am holchem yibaros chosha yecholav and misha yecholav and israpet misha yechavish reis asur v'yatza. Somebody who is went out to sea, as well as somebody who walked through the desert, somebody who was sick and got better, and somebody who was captured into jail and got out. Yordei amina. We don't know somebody who comes down who went down to sea dechsiv. Yordei ayom daniyos hemi ro maasei Hashem. Those who go down to the sea in ships, they saw the wonders of Hashem. Yom rovei yamed ruach saarav yalush on yordei talimoyes. There was a huge storm. The heavens came up. They went all the way down to the depths. From yechuv v'nu kishugar. They were moved around like a shikar, like a drunk man. By yom yisakol Hashem b'sarlehem. They cried out to Hashem Baruch Hu when it was painful. Mizukos hemi yotzeim. Hashem took them out of their pain. From yakim sarlin mama. And the sorrow of the storm ended up becoming silent. But omri v'shtat v'yismuchu ki yishtoku. They were happy because they were silent. They thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his chesed and all of his wonders that he did for very many people. Okay, that's for the whole of Yibaros. What about people that went to the desert? They'll see Tovam Yibishimon. They got lost in the desert in the Yishimon, in this desolate area. They couldn't find their way back to a city that was settled. They called out to Hashem. Hashem put them in the right path. And they thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once again, so you have the Hoda. They got sick and got better to sleep. They were evil people from the ways of their sins. And from all their sins they fasted, and they couldn't stand any of the food that they ate because they got very sick. And they cried out to Hashem because they had pain. Hashem sent his word and healed them. They think HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about somebody who's captured in jail? They sit in darkness in the shadow of death because they embittered the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they were bent with the amalus of their heart. They cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their pain. When you say he took them out from their darkness and their shadow of death. Omer, there's going to be hodah. My mevarach. So what bracha do you make in these cases? What do you do? So I'm Rav Yehuda. Baruch gomel chazirim tovim. Baruch gomel chazirim tovim. Make the bracha of gomel chazirim tovim. Mabayim aritzarach lo duye kamei asara. And you got to do this in front of 10 people. They exalted him in the kahal of am. It should be in the kalam. There should be 10 people around when you make this bracha of berachas agomel. Maratzarach maratzarim minayu rabbanu. Two of them should be rabbis. Number of moshav izakenim yalu while sitting Zakenim to Zakenim Yalu. That's how you praise out of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maskal Ravashi and Kulu Rabbanim. Ravashi asks, wait a second, maybe all 10 have to be the rabbis. Miksiv, the Kal Zakenim. It doesn't say the Kal Zakenim, but Kal Am Ksiv. No, it's going to be Kal Am. Maybe Asar Sharama, Vitrei Rabbanim. Maybe it has to be 10 people that are regular people and then two added rabbis and 12 people altogether. So we say Kasha, that's true, but it's not a Tiyufta because you could say it's very, where do we ever have 12 people that you need for anything? We have 10. Okay, Rav Yehuda Chalosh V'Yitvach. Rav Yehuda was sick and he got better. Olagav Rav Chanan Bagdadi. Rav Chanan Bagdadi came up to him. Rabbanon, the rabbis. Amrilei. Baruch HaMachoni Diyahavtani Yaloch V'lo Yavda La'avra. Baruch Hashem, he gave you back to us and he didn't make you into dust. Amrilehu Patroson Yossi Milo Duyi. You pottered me from having to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I answered amen to you. That's good enough. Amr Abaye, but you'll do it B'Api Yasara. Wait a second, but you have to thank in front of 10 people. Were there 10 people? Dalav Yasara, there were 10 people. But he didn't do it. He didn't need to. He answered amen and they made the bracha for him. So he was Yotzei through them. Quite often he could be Yotzei the Berachas Agomel through somebody else. Amar Yehuda, Shlosh Yisrichon Shimor V'Elohein. There are three people that need Shimor in life. And these are them. Chola, somebody who's sick needs Shimor. You need somebody who's a Shomer by him to take care of him from Mazikin, says Rashi. Although that might not be referring to demons, it might be referring to damaging bacteria. Chosen and Akala. Not just a sick person, but a chaya, a woman who's giving birth, as well as a chasen akala yishom af avel. So to an avel, yishom af tamid yicham belayla, even tamid yicham at night. So there might be six people altogether. It's funny that chasen akala are considered different over here, but in other places we talk about the forgiveness of sins, chasen akala are together. Two dots. Amar Rav Yehuda, shloshet avarim marach ben marich yomev ushnos hasholim. There are three things that if you're marach in them, you do them long, you're going to have long days and long life. Hamarach b'tfilah. So if you're marach in your tefillah, marach hashulchano, spend a long time in your table. Hamarach b'esekiz, you spend a long time in a bathroom. You see, wait a second, davening a long tefillah is a good thing? Rabbi Yochanan, on the top of Nun Heim and Aleph, called Marach B'Tefilah Ma'ayin Ba. Anybody who's Marach in his tefillah and is Ma'ayin in it, waiting for it to come true, so Bali Dekev Lev, you're going to be upset. Shema Tochel's Mo Shach If you hope for something that's taking a long time, it's going to be a sickness of the heart. So it's not a good thing. There are three things that remind Hashem of your sins. A wall that's leaning, checking out your tefillah, and saying that the other friend, your friend, needs something from Shemayim, that he deserves to be punished. So it depends if you're ma'ayin in it. Right, then it's bad. But if you're lat ma'ayin and you just daven along davening, then it's okay. What do you do? Tamash rachum. You just daven along davening, then it's going to be okay. Okay, we're up to Maracha Shulchan, about 7 lines down. We'll stop right there and then Nehemat Aleph.